of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens. Local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Good morning. This is the morning news for today, Friday, January 28th, 2022. I'm your presenter, Hassan Robinson. Here are the headlines. United Workers Party Senator and former District Education Officer Ernie Lawrence, John Finn, says an emphatic no to other general elections without electoral and campaign finance reform. Montserrat's Premier Honorable Joseph Farrell has articulated that the economic independence is still the primary goal for his administration, although Montserrat has a right to self-determination. And diplomatic talks continue amid escalating tensions between Russia and Ukraine as the U.S. and NATO denies Russia's demand that NATO pull back forces from Eastern Europe and bank on Ukraine's from another or even ever joining NATO. The news is brought to you for the very kind compliments of Rudolph Thomas Enterprises. The details of these stories and more coming up next.
The big station, Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Rudolph Thomas Enterprise in Portsmouth, your suppliers of building materials and hardware products. Over 20 years experience in the business. Rudolph Thomas has lumber and plywood, Portland and tile cement, steel rods, galvanized and fence pipe. And Rudolph Thomas can meet all your wire needs. Galvanized roofing sheets, doors, windows, toilet sets, face basins and bidets. PVC piping, fittings and lattice. Check out Rudolph Thomas for ceramic and vinyl floor and wall tiles, nails, nuts and bolts, paint and painting supplies. And check out their line of electrical and hand tools. And Rudolph Thomas is your one-stop shop for hard-to-find items like fiberglass mat and fiberglass resin and welding rods. Go now to Rudolph Thomas on 1240 Bay Street in Portsmouth.
And welcome back. In her response to the question, would you contest another general election without electoral reform being implemented in Dominica, United Workers Party Senator Ernie Lawrence, John Finn, stated no, we need electoral reform. John Finn alleges major discrepancies were found when names were traced back to people who died 10, 30 or 40 years ago, which were fraudulently used by a number of Dominicans, she says.
No, we need electoral reform. We need electoral reform. This list has to be clean. You will be surprised if I tell you, when we were doing our work in preparation for the last election, there were names of persons who had died over 40 years ago. These names were still on the list. And they are still on the list. We submitted those names, but the final list came back and these names were still there. So if the list is not cleaned, I will not contest an election again. Not without electoral reform. We have work to do before that election.
And that is United Workers Party Senator Ernie Lawrence, John Finn. And DPSU General Secretary Thomas Slater warns of sexual harassment from both men and women in the workplace. He advises employees to always make sure that they and the person are on the same page as it pertains to flirting and illustrating intimate signals at work.
So, Teacher Ernie, on election day, did you or any of your agents see anybody in the lines that you had not seen for a long time?
We apologize for this wrong insert. Moving on. 7 years after the relocation of the residents of Petit Savan to Bellevue Chopin is more than enough time to build a bridge that allows a person's access to their own lands, yet no action has been taken. This from former Dominica Labour Party Petit Savan constituency MP Urban Barron speaking on Thursday's Talk in the Block program. Mr. Barron shared his views and observations on the level of progress his constituency made in the past 7 years and considers it to be making a backward trajectory. He is advocating for access to farmlands for the residents who have been displaced.
A
Petit Savan was relocated, and I know that it was not an easy task to rebuild that road and reconnect that road. But we know in 2022, 7 years, and I know the struggle and the hardship, and the poverty it has brought to the entire community. Whether you take it from Bellevue up to La Plaine and Cassibrus, it has really put all people behind. We have went backwards in terms of our economic survival and the way of life. So far, a new bridge was built in Bagatelle. Erica took away the Bagatelle Bridge. A new bridge was built. It's now about almost 2 years since it is completed. We heard statement that bridges will be built in Petit Savan. So we needed two bridges to be built in Petit Savan. There has not been nothing. And in fact, I can tell you, since Erica, 7 years, no slides have really occurred in Petit Savan apart from during Maria. A few trees fell, a few sites that blocked the road. Now, the question of whether Petit Savan is safe or unsafe, they have moved the people to Delhi, to Bellevue Chopin. 95%, 99% of Petit Savan residents are now in Bellevue Chopin. So other people must continue their way of life. They need to give attention to the road from Bagatelle to Petit Savan, make it accessible and easy for people to move. So you can leave Bellevue and come to Petit Savan and make your garden and make your garden and go back to your home.
Baron laments that electricity is also a serious issue for displaced residents besides the other critical basic necessities.
We need to restore electricity in Petit Savan. Give people light for electricity for them to do. If I'm a farmer, I am working a week in Petit Savan. I want to take my fish and my chicken or whatever I have from Bellevue to Petit Savan and to spend a week to do my work. Whilst yes, I agree that people have gotten beautiful or sizable houses or whatever we want to call it, but you can live in a beautiful house as you want, but you must be able to provide food in particular, and you must have the resources for you to maintain your children and send them to school and pay all light bills and whatever. So the question of a house to me is not that relevant or important. It is essential that you have a house, you have a shelter, everybody needs it, but you must find work if you are the father of the house. So I would call right now, there's a call, I think that it's important that we restore electricity. We, after Erica, have continued to distill our garden. And I can tell you, after Maria, there is no community, no village on the south that brought the kind of return, financial return, because we don't export anything. We export garden, and people go making their garden all the time and making a living out of the garden.
And that was a former Dominica Labour Party, Petit Savan constituency MP, Urban Baron. Also in local news, speaking on her views of her stellar performance as United Workers Party candidate in the 2019 general elections, former acting district education officer, former teacher and United Workers Party Senator Ernie Lawrence John Finn alleges that she was cheated out of winning the Cassibrus seat due to shenanigans by high-ranking members of the Dominica Labour Party. Ms. John Finn missed victory by only 34 votes. Reports obtained from Dominica's electoral office indicates that the DLP candidate Octavia Alfred got 842 votes and Ernie John Finn got 808 votes.
I will not say that I lost the Cassibrus seat. I did not lose the Cassibrus seat. The Cassibrus seat was stolen. I will not mince my words. The Cassibrus seat was stolen from the United Workers Party. On election day, you realize, or everybody knows, that the airport became an international airport overnight. And so a lot of overseas people came down. Some of them came with just the slippers on their feet. Some of them came in ordinarily. You know, when you just pick up somebody by the street and tell them, let's go? That is how some of them came, simply because they were paid to come down to vote for the Labour Party. Although, I must say, some of them who were paid to come down voted for the United Workers Party. The evening of the general election, the United Workers Party won. That's how it was announced. And shortly after, the United Workers Party lost. The Labour Party won. So it is still a mystery for me, but I am not giving up. My crown will not fall from my head. I will walk with my head high because I know I did my best and I won that seat.
And that was United Workers Party Senator Ernie Lawrence John Finn. Also in local news, the Dominica Sifokol Alumni Association reveals its achievements since it was established as a registered non-profit corporation in the Commonwealth of Dominica and the official Alumni Association of the Dominica State College. Here is the official list of inaugural and current board of directors. President Mr. Wayne Liebert, First Vice President Dr. Jennifer Liebert, Second Vice President Mr. Keith Benjamin, Secretary Dr. Valda Henry, Treasurer Mr. Nicholas Bruno, Director Mr. Paul Phillip, and other Director Mr. Irvin Duran. DSAA was a brainchild of a group of close-knitted alumni who recognized the need to pool the talents and resources of all alumni to give back to the local community in an impactful way. In a little over than a year, or after a year of being launched, DSAA says it is proud to announce the following accomplishments, which are sponsored weekly transportation costs to China Friendship Hospital on behalf of a member, donated over $7,700 towards a member funeral cost, donated over $10,700 to the citizens of the St. Vincent's area following the volcano eruption through the St. Vincent and Grenadines Community College, donated 13 subject prizes to 2021 graduating class of the Dominica State College, awarded 5 scholarships to Convent High School, 2 to Concord Primary School, and 1 to St. Martin's School. And that's that for that contribution. Moving on to other local news, the world around us is changing and so is the use of money, and the Dominicans are encouraged to take advantage of the digital world and the digital economy. Speaking on last evening's Roots Connections, or Wednesday's Roots Connection program, hosted by Dr. Simon Matthew, Dr. Leon Irish-Wade, ECCB Supervision Department and DCash representative, shared pertinent information on the digital economy and how best to take advantage of it.
Okay, the world around us is changing, and so is money. So DCash is really the digital version of the Eastern Caribbean currency dollar. And it is securely minted and issued by the Eastern Caribbean Central Bank. And I always like to say and start off all discussions on the fact that it is not a cryptocurrency, because a lot of persons, as soon as they hear digital, they automatically think of cryptocurrencies. DCash is not a cryptocurrency. It is a legal tender. In fact, just a few months ago, the ECCB amended its agreements, the ECCB agreements in all 8 member countries to explicitly list digital in the definition of currency that makes the digital version of the EC currency legal tender. And that means that it has a one-to-one parity with the physical EC coins and notes. So one physical dollar is the same thing as one DCash dollar. And DCash can be used to pay for goods and services in the same way that persons are able to use their physical EC dollar. DCash can also be transferred peer-to-peer and business-to-peer. And soon we would be even launching the government to peer. So it can be transferred frictionlessly. And that again, we are hoping is a benefit that persons will gravitate towards.
And that was a Dr. Leon Irish-Wade, ECCB Supervision Department and representative of DCash. Also in local news, DBSU General Secretary Thomas Leta warns employees to refrain from using company resources to express intimate interactions between each other. Such actions should be done via one's personal resource. Leta added that nothing is wrong with employees becoming partners, but they must be able to separate work time from personal activity.
You know, people at work and they want to do what we call no local term. They want to make a break, and therefore they will use the company email, they will use the telephone when you believe they are doing something constructive. They may be on the phone talking to each other, expressing their feelings. We are saying that this should not be done, because not only can it affect privacy, but it could impede productivity. The time you should be spending doing something productive for your employer, you are involved in making a pass or making a break by somebody. A simple email or wishing a person a good day is acceptable. And you could leave the rest for your break, for lunch hours, or anytime after work. Opportunities can be taken to meet during your lunch breaks, for example. It should not be too frequently, or else it makes you the couple, the subject of discussion or gossip.
And that was the DPSU General Secretary Thomas Slater. And in other news, Montserrat's Premier Honorable Joseph Farrell has articulated that economic independence is still the goal for his government. He says although Montserrat has a right, like other overseas territories, to self-determination, the immediate concern is to become less dependent on British aid. Montserrat was plunged into budgetary support in 1995, following a period of economic growth prior to the eruption of the Soufrière Hills volcano. Premier Farrell explains that achieving economic independence will be a gradual process before any thought of self-determination for the people of Montserrat.
Ultimate goal of all of us as overseas territories is to become politically independent. That is the ultimate goal. Presently, we are at different stages in reaching that goal. Some are more advanced than others. All of our constitutions within the OTAs gives us that right to self-determination. Yeah. And we must never decide that we don't want to move from where we are. It's a stage process. And so where we are right now is that we have been set back from 1995, 26 years, because of the volcanic crisis. We find ourselves in a situation where we have become more dependent on the UK for assistance in terms of our budgetary support. And in 1992, we were well on our way to becoming economic self-sufficient, 1992. We had a medical school, we had offshore banks, we had our real estate industry was moving. We were on our way to becoming economic independent. And so our aim, of course, is to at some point in the future for Montserrat to get out of this colonial mentality. For me personally, I see us as a colony advancing towards someplace else. And yeah, where we are is no fault of ours. But our aim is to move beyond where we are now and prepare ourselves for the next stage, which is to get out of Grantinade and to move from this dependence syndrome into another form of economic dependence.
And that was Montserrat's Premier Honorable Joseph Farrell. Also in other news, the United States and NATO have given formal responses on Wednesday to Russia's demands that NATO pull back forces from Eastern Europe and ban Ukraine from ever joining the alliance amid escalating military tensions in the Eastern Europe. Here's more.
Russia had previously outlined its concerns and proposals in writing, and last week I told Foreign Minister Lavrov that the United States would do the same. Today, Ambassador Sullivan delivered our written response in Moscow. All told, it sets out a serious diplomatic path forward, should Russia choose it. The document we've delivered includes concerns of the United States and our allies and partners about Russia's actions that undermine security, a principled and pragmatic evaluation of the concerns that Russia has raised, and our own proposals for areas where we may be able to find common ground. We make clear that there are core principles that we are committed to uphold and defend, including Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity, and the right of states to choose their own security arrangements and alliances. We're not releasing the document publicly because we think that diplomacy has the best chance to succeed if we provide space for confidential talks. We hope and expect that Russia will have the same view and will take our proposal seriously.
And that's the morning news. Here's a recap of the headlines. United Workers Party Senator and former District Education Officer Ernie Lawrence John Finn says an emphatic no to another general election without electoral and campaign finance reform. Montserrat's Premier Honorable Joseph Farrell has articulated that economic independence is still the primary goal for his administration, although Montserrat has a right to self-determination. And diplomatic talks continue amid escalating tensions between Russia and Ukraine as the US and NATO deny Russia's demand that NATO pull back forces from Eastern Europe and ban Ukraine from ever joining NATO. The news was brought to you for the very kind compliments of Rudolph Thomas Enterprises. I've been your presenter, Hassan Robinson.
of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, where.